It seems like sound logic, right? Well, not to Republican lawmakers. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana is teaming up with 40 GOP senators to try and use the Congressional Review Act to block Biden's mandate. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs introduced legislation that would get rid of OSHA altogether. And at the state level, a whole bunch of Republican lawmakers are suing. One of them is Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. He called the mandates one of the most shocking attacks on personal liberty we have seen in this country during my lifetime. And you know, that's a real change of tune from Tate Reeves. The Mississippi Free Press points out that in 2015, when Reeves was lieutenant governor and president of the state Senate, he presided over the passage of a bill that would have locked up tuberculosis patients who refused treatment. Mississippi is just one of several Republican-led states to announce legal action. Ohio, Missouri, and Florida are right there with them. And joining me now to discuss is Dr. Erwin Redlener. He's co-founder of the Children's Health Fund and an NBC News public health analyst. And Dr. Redlener, from the public health standpoint, how do we get to this place where states are suing over vaccine mandates?
Well, this is completely nuts. You know, we keep thinking that it can't get any worse. It can't get any more ignorant in terms of what is being proposed or suggested by Republican lawmakers.